Good morning. It's 6:43 a.m., July 29th. Counting down to the end of July. Thank you to Steve Jacob. No, Steve. Thanks to Steve. Why do I want to say Jacob? Is it Jacob? Might be. Lunasa. Anyway, I've always put the accent on the wrong syllable. Because I like to sound better, but apparently it's Lunasa instead of Lunasa. So anyway, a few more days. I've got a few more edits to put in and a format and do the uploads. And I really need to fix the covers for and do the corrections in, because I haven't done any corrections in, Ravenwood. So, yeah. That's probably going to happen on Tuesday. I've got enough recorded, as of yesterday, to keep me busy for a while. So we'll see how that goes. Down a half a pound yesterday when I weighed in. I forgot to weigh in this morning. I'm going to have to do something about putting kids to bed. It's getting to the point where they're basically nocturnal, which makes it difficult to keep track of what they're doing. Just a little troubling. I'm not too concerned, but oh, and I need to make bread this morning. I had the last of the bread yesterday and didn't want to bake bread yesterday because it was warm. But the result is I've got no bread for toast this morning. None of the good bread. I've got some store-bought bread that may have to do. Because I really do like the whole wheat. And that takes about 3.5, almost 4 hours from beginning to end of cycle. And while that's pretty short, it's really low trauma for me because I just load up the machine and walk away. Come back 3 hours, 40 minutes later and take the bread out. But it's going to be too late for breakfast, so I'll have to do something about that. So I've got all of these weird ideas running through my head about new projects that I want to do that don't have anything to do with the projects that I've said I was going to do. Now, I really need to get these next three books taken care of so I can move on to something new. I want to get a new Ishmael book out. I want to get a new project book. I want to get something going at Odin's Outpost. And I need to get South Coast done. Not South Coast, Cape Grace. Ponderations. I'm thinking about, speaking of South Coast, I'm thinking about when am I going to release that in text? An interesting question. In a lot of ways, it is kind of a bridge work between the Solar Clipper universe and the Adventures of Tanith Fairport universe. I listened to 20 Minutes with Seth Harwood on Writer's Podcast yesterday. It's an interesting take. And I was fascinated to hear Seth talk about things like point of view and tense. Because one of my problems, and Seth is, God knows Seth is a heck of a writer, but I can't really get into his stuff because of his most of it is first person. And first person's okay if I don't notice. But if the story doesn't hide it, if the story doesn't do it, and because Seth writes in a genre that's not my home genre, it has to be that much more subtle. But he did make some interesting points about the sound of past tense. The D's and the T's. Went. Wanted. Liked. All with hard sounds at the end. Where present tense doesn't have that. Go. Move. Do. So it's I hadn't actually thought of that, but it was an interesting observation just the same, and I was quite intrigued by the idea. Not that I'm going to suddenly start writing present tense, because that ain't going to happen. But it was fascinating to hear his take on it, and I enjoyed listening to it a lot. Now my big problem at the moment with 20 Minutes With is I fall behind. So I load my phone up and then I don't go back to reload it for a month. And of course by then there's four new 20 Minutes With. Because he's putting out once a week. And the problem is that the Android playlist doesn't put them in chronological order. It puts them in alphabetical order. So I get 20 Minutes with Abby Hilton first, and 20 Minutes with Seth Harwood last, regardless of when they might have been posted. And while I suppose in a certain sense it doesn't really matter what order they go in, it's sort of like, geez, I'd really like to listen to the oldest stuff first so that I can kind of have the illusion of catching up. And the only problem is that if I do part of the list before I rethink, then I have stuff listed in there that's stuff I've listened to and stuff I haven't listened to. And what I need to do is go through and cull those out before I sync it up. Otherwise, it gets to be messy. It's probably something I should do anyway, but still. Anyway, did have somebody write to me and ask for permission to clip the opening and closing credits off and to put all of their episodes for a particular book into one Humongo M4B file for his Apple products consumption. And that's legit. You can even copy it and save it. Technically, it's a derivative work, but as long as he's not changing the text, he's only clipping the trailers out. The thing is that it sounds to me like it's gonna sound kind of crappy. Because you can't clip out the bed music. And so the transition from episode to episode, where it ends with one level of bed music and starts with the next. I suppose if we phase it out, fades it in again, it shouldn't be too bad. But still, it's going to be a little. Oh. So I do a lot of walking and not a lot of talking this morning. I'm not quite sure why. I was listening to the Huey Lewis cover story on Coverville for the first part of the walk. And this, Brian Ibbett does such a good job of Coverville. I really enjoy listening to songs that I know from somebody else being covered. It's such a great concept for a show. It's no wonder that he's been going on for, oh God, what, 5 years, 6 years? I don't know, a long, long time anyway. Huey Lewis is 62. He was only a couple years older than me, which isn't, it's not quite as bad as listening to like all the 70-year-old covers. He does a, he's been doing a whole set of people who turn 70 this year and doing covers of their work. It's like, gosh, all these people that I knew, all these artists that I listened to growing up, and they're all 70. It's a little disconcerting.
Good morning.
Good morning. No, it's quite a lot disconcerting. So, yeah, I'm getting old. So let's see, this morning I've got audio editing to do. I need to finish chopping up those long chapters and then renumber and add the new names in for the new chapters that I'm going to create. They do make sense because every one of them is a scene change of some nature. There's a couple places where I had really short scenes and I didn't realize it, so it's good for me to go back and look. I'm not a fan of short scenes. I like them to be a little bit, have a little bit more meat in them than 300 words, just barely a page worth. So, yeah, I have to go check some of those out. Some of them really aren't scene changes as much as they're times elapsed changes. Oh, and I got an invitation to do some narration for one of the other story podcasts. My microphone is banging against something here. It's a short story. It's only like 5,000 words. So half an hour, a couple hours work. I put my name in front of a different audience, so maybe, I don't know. Should have one coming out through one of Tony's C. Smith's places. I don't know if it's the noir one or crime, or I don't think it's pulp. Kind of waiting to hear that, because it was a nice little story, 5,500 words I think, called The Shooter. Had a couple of sentences that were somewhat awkward in terms of wrapping my tongue around. But it worked out. I think it was pretty cool. I was happy to contribute something out there. Now I need to look to see who the Parsec finalists are too. I think that list is up. I heard somebody, I think was, what was it? I heard somebody say that they were honored to be on the shortlist, and I forgot to look, because as far as I know, I don't have anything in there, but perhaps I do. Last year it was a short story for T and Pip. It was the Amulet of Amenartith. And that would have been cool, because that was when I wrote and read. But I think this year... Have I seen this shortlist already? Because it seems to me that one of the Tales to Terrify stories at least was nominated. Maybe I'm thinking of the nomination, but How Pappy Got 5 Acres Back was one of the Tales to Terrify stories. I got a very nice email from the author on that story thanking me for the narration. It was not an easy narration, because I don't do Southern well. I'm not a child of the South, so I'm not sure I know exactly what it sounds like, or what it's supposed to sound like, so it gets me into trouble once in a while. It's the only real accents I know are down east. I can do a half-decent French accent. The Russian is pretty grim. Although I just did one for J. Daniel Sawyer. Dr. Sternwood. He's a microbiologist. He's an expert in fertility. In he's quite an interesting character. And I don't think he's killed at the end, but he's hurt quite badly at the end. So it's quite an interesting piece to do. So, yeah, Sternwood. Anyway, there's a little bit of breeze blowing right at the moment, so it feels really good, because I've been hiking along here this morning. The Huey Lewis and the News music is so bouncy and upbeat. It's like bounce, 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 bounce. So I walked really fast for the first mile. The second mile is... I haven't really slacked off the pace. We're cooking right along. Ah, crap. We left the garage door open overnight. Think anything got stolen. It's very difficult to get anything in or out of the garage because of the cars. So we're one of the few families in the neighborhood that actually puts their cars in the garage. Take a peek. See if anything's missing. Nothing obvious. Well, anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And I'll talk to you then.